Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
Talking about it's 80 now because you know I'm not wearing a jacket.
Damn,
either.
You can put shorts on if it's 50.
Well, I'm not going as far as shorts, but I am wearing a short sleeve shirt and no jacket.
Oh, damn, I'm running off on you over there.
Yeah.
One of us can speak. I don't know. Maybe you did tip into the bottle already. Holy biscuits!
I know you would think, wouldn't you? They put something in my mouthwash and in my cold syrup this morning.
Right. I know, like I just told you a minute ago, I think I am going to take some cold medicine. I'm feeling a little, like, you know when you're starting to get a head cold and you get that, like, lightheaded, which everybody knows I'm already a lightheaded, flighty person, but, like, it's worse than normal. This is
normal
like
for
feeling.
No
I'm
reason
like,
at all.
Yeah, for no reason at all. I'm going to have blonde moments all day today, I can already tell. I'll have an excuse if I have a cold. My goodness. So before we get too far into the show, let me go ahead and let Miss Angela do her sexy Dollhouse Radio announcements, because, you know, we got to hear that sexy voice. So, Miss Angela, take it away, sexy.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? We are looking for an in-studio co-host in the NYC area. Must know pop culture and entertainment gossip. We are also looking for a co-host for Beauty and Beats airing every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Must have lots of personality, have a love for beauty and fashion, knowledge of music culture is a plus. Email dollhouseradio@gmail.com for more information. Got a hot morning show idea? Email your concept to dollhouseradio@gmail.com and you might be the next Dollhouse Radio show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Miss Angela.
Wow, it sounds like we might have some new shows coming up.
I know.
We're looking for more. We're gonna have a bigger cast.
I know, this is good. This is good.
Congrats,
Aunt Daya. Yeah, she's doing awesome. Like, really good. From when I first started on here and when I was with James on the Benchwarmers live show, which he airs every Friday from 2-4 p.m. Eastern, make sure everybody tunes into that. He's absolutely awesome. I'm sure I'm going to get some love from
I know on Twitter he's already sending us love.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Love it, love it, love it. So today we're going to talk about, I wanted something fun, because, you know, this cocktail hour, we just kind of talk about everything from sex, the cocktails, or drinking the cocktails, and the sex, you know, just kind of all.
Pretty much everything that people
happens.
Talk about when they're having cocktails.
Yeah. Or cock in her tail, one of the two. Let's see, I'm not feeling anal today, so no cock in the tail. Oh, boy, here I go.
It's funny you should say that, because I used to throw this party during AVN's cock and tail party.
Love it.
I was like, I'm having a cock and tail. Like, cock and tail? No, a cock and tail party. So
That is awesome. But today, we're going to be talking about the worst pickup lines that we have heard or I've heard other people use on friends of mine. Oh, my gosh, I've heard good ones. How about you,
okay,
darling?
This must have happened recently. I'm thinking someone must have said something really stupid recently.
Well,
I'm sitting here trying to, I couldn't remember any immediately. So.
Oh, my gosh, when I'm online working, okay, guys, if you're listening and you're trying to pick me up, especially when I'm on webcam. I mean, come on. The one thing that guys really think that turns me on, I have an 11-inch cock. I'm like, okay, great. Great. That means you can use both of your hands.
Mm-hmm.
That is freaking hot. Really, guys? Mm. Come on. I've actually had a guy say that to me in person. Well, he didn't say 11. He said like 10 or some shit. And I was like, huh. I was like, all right. I said, that's hot. I'm like, that's perfect. You can move on to the next girl because my tight vagina is not taking your 10-inch cock. Not home tonight, darling.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh. I just love that because I'm not, when I go out with the girls, it's like, I don't really, like, I won't even let guys buy me drinks, you know, it's just something I don't do. Don't want to listen to these silly things that a lot of guys like to say. Like, if there's a guy that I, well, now I'm married, so I can't do this anymore. Well, actually, I can still do it out of a nice gesture, but I will buy a guy a drink. Like, if there was a guy I ever saw and I was interested in, I would send him a cocktail because then I knew there were no strings attached. He couldn't say I owed him anything, and I didn't have to listen to a stupid pickup line. Right? Oh, my God. Here's a good one, though. This one, this wasn't said to me because everybody already knows I'm nuts, but this was not said to me. This was actually said to a girlfriend of mine. Poor girl. And she looked at me like, did he really just say that? She goes, you're like,
I love it. I love it when they turn and look at you. You know, the guy's got to know when you turn around and you put your back of your head to him and you look at your girlfriend, this is not a good look that she's giving the girlfriend.
Yeah. They're like, oh, no, okay, I already screwed this one up. Let me just backwalk and get the hell out of here before my foot goes farther in my throat. What he said to her, he goes, you're like a candy bar. You're half sweet, but I think you're half nuts. And I was like, who says that? I'm looking at her. I mean,
I actually would have asked, what does that mean?
Right? Especially when you don't know a person. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, okay, she's blonde. She might be a little ditzy, but she ain't nuts. I'm like...
I'm going to go with this. I'm going to do a little bit of devil's advocate here, and this is guy speak. She must be nuts because she's probably good in bed.
There you go.
You know, the crazy ones are really good in bed. So,
yeah.
But now you've called me crazy. Why do I even want to go out with you? You've already insulted
me now. We totally turned around, and he didn't even, it didn't even take 2 seconds, and he walked away. And as we were leaving, I'm like, dude, I said, you might want to change your game up a little bit. I said, because that is not going to work for you.
That's a good one. At least you gave him some pointers on the way out.
Oh, yeah, I always do. Like, if I have, any time I've met somebody that comes up and, you know, they'll hit on me or whatever, and they'll say something just completely random, out of the box, stupid. And I'm just like, at the end, and sometimes I'll even buy him a drink. I'll be like, you know, here's to your future. Please take heed to what I say, and don't open your mouth.
You're so nice.
Just buy the girl a drink and walk away.
Hey, you're nice enough to at least buy them a drink. I'm not even going to do that. So I'm like,
I'll
try again.
Time.
Yeah. Or I'll be like, nope, didn't work.
Or the one that, okay, here's one that always sticks in my head, which is so stupid because hear it all the time. Women hear this all the time. Guys, get some new material. Are your legs tired? Because you've been walking through my head all day. Really?
Oh, my God. Hasn't that been around since the 40s?
I think the 20s. I think
like, yeah, that's not going to work either.
Yeah, or that might be back in the colonial times there.
Yeah.
Or back in the Greek era, the freaking Greeks and goddesses were using that.
Oh, my God. I do have one that I find very annoying, maybe because I've heard it too many times.
Right.
And it's like, how's it go? If I say you have a pretty body, will you hold it against me? Like, really?
Oh, my God.
The first time I heard it, I'm like, oh, that's cute. It's still not going to get you my number, but that was cute. By the 15th time, I'm like, it's not even cute anymore because, you know, you're not the first guy to use that line, okay? If you're going to use a line, at least try to be one of the first 10 to do it.
Right?
Just try it. If you've seen it on the Internet, then it's been used before, so don't go with that one.
Right?
Oh,
yes,
it's terrible.
That is absolutely good. If you see it on the Internet, don't use it. Oh, my gosh. Yes, guys, do not Google pickup lines because they are not going to work.
No, they just aren't going to work.
They're not going to.
Come up with something on your own, you know.
Even if you have to write it
the
down.
Best, I think the best pickup line is, hi, my name is such and such, what's your name? Best line ever.
Hey, that is right. You know what? I like that. That's very original. Did you come up with that on your own?
Okay, that would be one of the few lines that, you know, it's been used so many times that it clearly works.
But it works. Or this is the one thing that I like to tell guys when they, and even before I was married, I would give them this piece of advice for, like, this happened about a year and a half ago, and I'm sitting with a girlfriend at this little margarita bar. We're having a little cocktail. It's like 4 or 5 in the afternoon on a Friday. Place is just packed. And you know when you can tell that somebody is staring at you. Like, you can just feel it burning through the side of your head.
And every time you look up, they're right in your face. I mean, their eyes are looking right at yours. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I had on no makeup. I was sunburned. I'd been at the pool all day. And I just feel this dude. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, really? So he nonchalantly tries to act like he's going to the bathroom, mm-hmm. and he beelines it, and I'm watching out of the corner of my eye, and he beelines it right back to the other side of me, and I'm like, really? And he goes, staring at your smile from the other side of the bar, and I said, oh, you mean for the last 35 minutes? And he's like, but you're so bubbly. He goes, I see you talking to your friend. I'm like, wow, you're really studying me, aren't you? He's like, hey, can I give you my number so we can go out sometime? And I said, don't you think the first thing you should have asked me was, do you have a boyfriend? Are you married? Like,
you're
of course
so
it is.
Mean.
I wasn't married at that point. I'm not mean. I'm just honest.
It took him all that courage just to walk up to you.
Well, it's liquid courage because I saw him drink 3 margaritas before he did.
Yeah,
like, if you have to get
liquid courage.
If you have to liquor up the courage to come talk to me, you better have one set of balls, because I've got balls. I swear to Lord, I've got them somewhere tucked up in my vagina somewhere. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. We've got
You know what?
We've
you
got
just remind me of one thing, though, in saying that.
Yes.
There's another line I can't stand. When a guy does finally come up to you and, you know, ask for something, and then you turn around, in my case, I will tell you, and, you know, I'm already taken. And they'll be like, oh, I have a boyfriend, or I'm married. They go, well, is your boyfriend taken too, or is your husband married? I'm like, that was just rude, disrespectful, and dumbass. Bye. There's a reason why I told you no. And if you keep going, it's not going to turn into a yes. No never becomes a yes. I'm not 21.
I love it when the young guys, nothing against young guys out there, because, you know, I am a MILF, is what it is. Mm-hmm. I love my young guys. Love, love, love them. I married a younger guy. Well, not younger, but younger than me. But some of the young guys, oh boy, they really flop when they open their mouth. Like,
yeah. Yeah, they do.
Like I had some young kid, he was like 24 years old. And he comes up to me and he's like, wow, you've got a nice set of tits. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, I bet you ain't got a cock as big as your mouth, do you?
Oh!
I know.
I was the mean girl. I'm taking you with me. I'll just laugh at you and be like, oh, that was cute. Okay, move on. And then you and me. You're wonderfully mean. I would just fall out laughing next to you.
I'm not, guys, y'all know that I'm not a mean girl. I just like to have, I bartended for way too long, so I think that's part of my problem. At least that's my excuse. And because it was like I heard so many things come out of guys' mouths when they'd be drinking that you just kind of know how to respond. Plus, my dad was crazy, so he was always flipping me crap and saying crazy stuff in our household. So I always had to be quick-witted with my dad, because if I didn't come back with something, then I was a dork. Like, he would let me know for sure.
Okay, we'll go with quick-witted. We'll go with quick-witted. See, I just give a little giggle, and I'm just like, oh, that's so cute. Okay, back to what I was doing.
Oh, John just did that. He just choked on his soda. Okay, and he's on the line waiting for us. I believe this is John. Johnny, is that you? Oh, he's
sorry,
on his soda.
Make a joke.
Did it go up your nose?
That last line about the young kid, that's where I nearly choked on my soda. Thank you, dear. That is awesome. That is by far the most awesome thing I have ever heard in my entire life. I probably would have fell on the floor dying and lost from lack of oxygen and being able to breathe at that point.
Me too.
He just kind of just stood there and he looked at me and he goes, "Well, that was rude." I said, "Well, you just came up and commented on my big tits." I'm like, "Which part was rude here?"
I'm like, "Hey, Junior."
I'm like, "What do you want me to say?"
That's an excellent way to get her attention in a positive way. Yeah, walk up right up there.
Right.
Why didn't you just cut the field while you were at it too, stupid?
I agree. And you know what this thing is? My personality when I'm out. I don't know what it is, but my personality, because I have so much fun when I'm out. And I'm just, very, bubbly and fun and, I joke with everybody, and a lot of times, people will take what I say wrong, which, I could see in a sense why people would take something wrong, but
really,
when you come at me with...
Hey, there was nothing wrong about that. That was just freaking funny.
No, that was a great comeback, really, because, that was an awesome comeback. There's really nothing to say after that, except for to look and be like, "I'm sorry."
Yeah, that's one of those ones where the plane crashed into the mountain and no survivors.
Right.
That's one of those things. Here, do I need to help you pick your jaw up off the floor there, Stinky? Okay?
Yes. Maverick, that's what the guy next to that guy says that. Can I help you pick your jaw up off the floor, dude?
Right.
Oh, how does it feel to be out there on that limb alone? I'm sure it's awful lonely.
Seriously.
Wow.
It's funny the look that people give to the guy. Or I've had girls come up to me. I've had plenty of girls in my time come up to me and try to pick me up. And they're just as bad as guys.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
When you get a full-on, gay chica, and she knows what she wants, women can talk just as stupid as men. I know. I talk stupid a lot of times.
I got picked up once by a girl.
I talk like a guy. You did?
Uh-huh. She physically picked me up.
Oh, she physically picked
me up. No, I'm not talking gave me a line. I mean, physically lifted me up in the air, and I'm like, "Wait a minute, this is uncomfortable."
This sounds like a lot of alcohol.
No, she was a very large female professional wrestler.
Okay, that was going to be my next one. Was this a professional bodybuilder?
No, she was a lady wrestler, and she had a good percentage of height on me, and she goes, "Oh, you're just adorable. I'm going to take you home with me." And the next thing I know, I'm up in the air. And I'm like, "Hey, wait a minute. I didn't sign up for this ride."
Now, that I've had happen, and I hate that. They're like, "Oh, you're so short and cute, and just pick you up." And I'm like, "No, I'm not a baby. Put me back down on the floor." I'm afraid of heights.
I am not an action figure.
I've had
that.
Yeah, an action figure.
my immediate thought is, I can't think of anything to say. I'm like up here in the air, and I'm like, "Holy crap, how did I get, whoa, wait a minute. Put me down."
Oh my.
I don't like this ride.
Okay, John,
I want to go home.
Johnny,
yes,
what's your favorite? What's the pickup line that you've used on women before? And I'll be nice. I'll be nice because you're a friend. I'll be nice.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Please be nice.
Well, I can't say I've ever actually tried to use a pickup line, to be honest. I just, bluntly went and directly, said what I thought, and if I failed, well, I failed. What's worse that can happen?
You
at least say something.
Wow, you have nice big tits.
No, I can't say I've ever said that. I'm smart enough to know that after you say that, you can either expect one of two things. One, a kick in the crotch.
Common.
Or two, a nice right hook to the head. I believe I'll avoid on both of those.
The meanest thing I think I've ever done to a guy, like after he's tried to pick me up and said something really stupid, I actually stood on top of the bar and yelled out to the whole crowd exactly what he said, and he felt like the biggest douche ever. Like, he stood there like...
Okay, I've done that before. I've actually done that before because it was just such a bad line. It was just so offensive. I was like, do you believe what this guy just told me? Like, God, why did I go over here? And you watch him slink away or they get mad. It was like, well, you know, you were the asshole.
Mine
so, you know.
Mine was bad, though. This guy, and to any of you out there that find any words offensive, please put your earmuffs on right now. He comes up to me and goes, I bet you really like to take it in the fucking ass, don't you? And I was like,
what?
What?
Okay, yeah,
oh,
that's
God.
Offensive. That's so offensive.
Wow. My head, and I'm like, okay, wait. Like,
I couldn't even respond
like,
with a smile then. I'd have to, like, really cuss you out.
Oh, no, it was. Oh, no. There was no smile.
Yeah.
There was no smile to that one. That was one time when I wasn't so nice. I said a few things, but I got up on the bar. And I was very boisterous, and I shared my thoughts with everybody. And because I worked there, I didn't get kicked out. So it was, and everybody knew me. So years, they were like, he just said that this guy came in like 2 weeks later because I had him kicked out. He came in like two
oh,
weeks
wow.
later.
Oh wow, he
and
actually
he goes,
had the balls to come back.
He came back with flowers and he apologized to me. So it was.
Yeah, he should have.
But I told him he was still a dick. Like he knows. I didn't know anymore.
I hate to
like
say this, but my gender
else.
Is very foolish.
Hey, women are too. Women are too.
Yeah,
I know,
but
my,
not just men.
But trust me, though. We when we screw up, royally. I mean, it's one of those things that there is no comeback from it. Women sometimes could figure out a way to come back from it. Guys, the minute we do something stupid, oh, it's done. It's like
well,
the morons that, you know, this is my favorite. Since I talked to a lot of you girls that do the modeling and the camming thing, my favorite of the stories about the morons that have sent girls pics.
Mm.
And we all know I
can't. No,
we don't
even want to go there.
Yeah,
right
no, the first time I meet you, that shouldn't be the first thing I see.
My favorite story is a girl who posted it on a guy's Facebook where his family and friends could see this, and he had professed himself to be a great Catholic and all this and that and
oh,
the other.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
So he was a
I'm
great
sorry,
big Catholic, like with his big schwan.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you're going to need to go to a whole lot of confessional for that one there, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then explain to Grandma and Mom why you did that.
Right? I'm Catholic, and they don't even let me confess anymore. They're like, your sins are out of control. We just cannot allow you to repent.
Get the quota, don't we?
They're like, way over the quota, sister. You're going to have to come back in your next life and start repenting.
Matter of fact,
well,
you're going to have to keep confessing after you're dead, okay? You got
that's
a long ways to go.
They're like,
yeah, I wouldn't know anything about
doing?
That.
Oh, my goodness. That is too funny. See, we keep...
I'd get in trouble if I hung out with Sammy too long.
You would. Hey, but I would teach you a lot. I would teach you what to and what not to say to girls.
Actually, or you'd have a lot of fun just watching her. You'd have a lot of fun just listening to her knock people down.
Oh, well, you know,
that,
you
too.
That would be
no.
so funny.
No,
it's not that
actually,
I
I'd have
to
be rolled home because I'm afraid I'd.
I don't talk down.
I want to be the food sampler in her home because I've seen all the food that she makes. Oh, my
oh
God.
My
I'm
gosh.
Like.
Speaking of, yesterday I made, I don't know if you guys like asparagus, but I made, oh, my gosh, the best asparagus soup yesterday with some sweet cornbread to go with it. Oh, my Lanta. It was to die for. It was so yummy. It was like.
I should have been
in
your house.
It wasn't
I wasn't feeling good, so I didn't cook.
Yeah, I'd have to be rolled home in a wheelbarrow at that point. Hi. Where where have you been? Oh, I've been hanging out at my friend Sammy's house, and now I'm 400 pounds. I'm going to be calling Richard Simmons soon. Richard, help
oh,
me.
Oh, my land. Richard Simmons. Is he still alive, Richard Simmons?
Yes, he is.
Show. He's been in hiding lately. He got depressed about something. I can't remember what, but he's been in hiding for a little while.
Oh, maybe he lost his
I know way too much. I know way too much gossip, but it is true. You know, he's usually out and about, and, like, he still conducts his own classes and stuff. But he's, I know his dog died and something else happened, so.
He's slightly depressed.
Yeah, he's slightly depressed.
Aww. Oh, poor little man. I don't mean I think, like, isn't he, like, 80 years old?
I think
he's
like
Lord,
no,
he's in his 50s, 50s and 60s.
I want to say he's in his mid-60s, upper 60s.
Upper 60s.
We can confirm. I have Google. We can confirm that.
Just don't go to the Google for this for your pickup lines, kid.
Right.
It will fail.
Okay. Well, here's.
Okay, he's 66.
Here's, 66. Oh, he looks older than that. He looks pretty rough.
Yeah, 66.
I'm not going to say anything. I was going to say something funny.
I was too, but I'm not going to do that because I have much respect for him. Though it's very easy to tease, say things.
Yes.
It's very easy to do because it's just that easy, but I'm not going to say it. So,
because
it would be really mean. So.
It would be.
Yeah, let's not pick a poor guy when he's down. I mean,
right. I'm not going to do that. So, no, I love Richard Simmons to death. I mean, come on, he's very spunky.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about energy?
Yeah.
I'm just like. Dude, okay, take it down about 3 or 4 notches. There's no need to be
just
that
watching
happy.
I know, I'm losing weight. God.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, dude, Richard, it's called Ritalin. Take some.
Yeah.
Wait a second. So, you know, we were on the pickup lines. So how about this one when you're sitting there? This has happened to me before, and I'm checking out this dude at the other side of the bar, you know, and he's, like, hot as fuck, and I'm just like, man. And he keeps looking at you. And then he walks up and says, "Who's your friend?"
Oh.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm lost.
Okay, so I'm thinking the guy was coming. This was like 20 years ago. I was thinking the guy was coming up to talk
to me. Oh, your friend, the person sitting next to with you.
Yeah.
And you really think that you got him and they're not looking at you at all?
Me?
Okay, admittedly, that's only happened maybe once or twice to me, maybe.
Yeah, it's only happened
but
and I was just like,
it is kind of like, I feel like that commercial that Captain Obvious is in.
Okay.
He's like, you know, I thought I needed a hotel room. Obviously, I don't need that hotel room now. Yeah, because you're all geared up. I've had that happen like once or twice, but yeah.
Funny. Oh, my gosh. Well, Johnny, honey, thank you so much for calling in again. We absolutely love you. You're fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you for entertaining me in the manners of which you do. I mean, I swear, I never know what's going to come out of your mouth, Sammy. It's just so hilarious.
I know. But you never know what's going to happen. Out of my mouth.
I mean, I'm gonna get you one of those shirts that says parental advisory, caution, maybe explicit content.
So true. Oh my god.
No warning label.
Or one of those shirts that says caution, I lack a social filter.
That's the best
one.
Okay,
I might go for that one. Maybe I'll just tattoo that on my ass so that way whenever I bend over. Everybody can read it.
you need to use my saying. I always tell them I'm a member of the immoral minority. I'm the silent majority.
Well, you're the, oh, gotcha. I was like, wait, you're not silent.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, no. 2 points. Sammy got that one.
Ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help but pick on you there.
The blonde brunette got one finally.
Hey, it happens to the best of us. I had a couple of moments like that myself, so.
No.
I'm starting to get to the age now to where I'm realizing that certain things in my head, they won't stay there, like important information. It's like a system kick out.
Wait, which head? Which head are you talking about? Are you, you're talking about
the gotcha.
Upstairs. Upstairs.
No, if I start having random things in the other area, I'm gonna go talk to my doctors.
Yeah.
That's not right. Hey, doc, I got a problem.
Oh my goodness. Funny. too
you
funny.
Girls have a fabulous rest of your week.
Thank you, honey. You too. You too, darling.
Ciao.
Okay, bye, Johnny.
Oh,
bye.
I will. Bye.
So any of you out there listening right now, because I see we've got callers on hold here, if you would like to chat with us girls, with me and the sexy Sierra, make sure you press 1. Otherwise, you're just going to be left there on hold. So press 1, and then I will totally put you through, and I promise.
Yeah, then we
nice.
Can finally talk to you.
Yeah, I'll be nice.
Yeah, she promises not to. She promises not to hold it against you.
I won't speak against you. I promise, but I will speak my mind. Oh my gosh! No, last night.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I just think, you know, this really, I mean, because this is a digital age, so this is like, I mean, 15 years we wouldn't have been, 15 years ago we wouldn't have been talking about this, but now, and I get this a lot too, here in the digital age, you get people like on Twitter and like on Facebook and all that, and they've never even met you, and they're like, and I know you've gotten these too, and like, oh, I want to marry you, I want to this, and then they send you a picture of their dick.
Yep.
First of all, guys, we're female. We're not that type of visual.
Exactly.
I don't want to see a picture of you and your dick. Well, not even you. It's just your dick. I don't want to see that. I really care less about that.
So
a really nice picture of you in a suit or a uniform is always nice, you know. Or, you know, that come hither look, you know. You know, do a nice facial picture always works. You know.
It really, really does.
Don't start off with
difference.
I want to marry you, because now I think, wow, stalker much?
Needy.
I don't even know you.
Needy. Yeah, you're needy, and you want me to take care of you. Needy.
Yeah, you're real needy. I'm like, you haven't even, you know, I don't know your name. You've immediately started off with, let's get married. What's it going to take for me to marry you? No, that's not an opening line. Sorry, guys. It's just not an opening line.
And you're not even using, and 90% of the time, these guys don't even use their real name. And so, like I had a guy, he took offense to me on Facebook. He blocked me because I told him I wouldn't marry him. I'm like, let's see.
Oh, so sad.
You live in another freaking country, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you probably just want a freaking green card, which, whatever, or visa, or whatever you call that stuff, which is fine. But I'm not, nope, ain't working. Nope, my vagina's on limit.
I'm not that hard up.
Oh, yes, yes.
So I just find it very,
hello,
very funny that people are so forward.
Would that be James on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Maria, hello? Hello? I read you. Hallelujah.
He almost sounds like Ricky Ricardo.
Almost.
Hello, Sam. Home.
A little between Ricky Ricardo and Medea over there. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine. Let me tell you what Fred told me. I'm not going to tell you what Fred told you. Anyway.
For y'all who don't know, this is our really, really good friend and fellow Dollhouse contributor.
Friend.
Yes. Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you very much.
And he has a wonderful show on Fridays from 2 to 4 p.m. with his co-host, Alana Evans. Yes. 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern here.
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
It's
among
10
million
sports,
other things I do. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Great promo. You always do great cross-promotion, my dear.
He always, and he likes to play with dead people, too.
All right. No, you don't need to. No, that's a false accusation. That's not true. I'm not.
No, he just watches The Dead.
Yeah, I watch The Walking Dead, but I don't watch, you know.
But
well,
the ones you're watching are better not be walking or something's up.
Yeah, well, I'll
be getting
the hell
really
out of
up on us.
Oh, my God.
Let me put the finishing touches on my bunker.
No kidding. I put some all that protective knife, you know, sharp stuff on
the
car.
Look, and that's when my pickup lines get real, because I need to find somebody to spin the apocalypse with, so it's got to be good. Like, yes,
yeah.
I'm taking applications now.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
You're going to have to go through those quick, because it's a very, very low number of people that be around left. You'd be like, damn. Okay, who is the less ugly of the 10 people? Okay, oh, shit.
I have to admit, the apocalypse, I'm not just looking at, I'm looking at looks and dick size at that point, because, you know,
well,
it's not
different.
About, well, it's the apocalypse now, so,
exactly.
Yeah, I gotta have some kind of fun.
Oh,
I don't
my
care
God.
About substance anymore.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
It is funny, though, and I told this to Sierra off the air, it is funny when they do have sex in The Walking Dead. The first thing I thought of is, damn, how did they wash themselves? There's no way they washed themselves before they fucked. They no way they did. And you cannot tell me their pubic hairs are longer than any leaves on a tree. So I don't want to. So what the hell? I mean, that's some. Now that's really horny. I mean, I'm you know, and I'm a horny bastard. So. You know, then again, I probably would have done it anyway. But,
hell yeah, you've been, look, it's been, I mean, quite honestly, they've been walking around now for 2 years. Everybody smells at this point. It's just like back in the 1400s, you know, everybody smells at this point, so we're not even noticing it anymore.
That's true. You were saying that one time when you talk about, you know, the old Wild West. You know, those motherfuckers never took baths. If they were lucky to take once a month, let alone at all.
Oh,
hey, at least
no,
we have teeth. I mean, people back then, they had a mouthful of rotten teeth most of the time. At least,
right?
You know, some
well,
of us had some dentistry before this happened.
Oh,
now imagine
then,
that.
Back in those days, they had to take a bath with their clothes on. The women had to wear their nightgown and take a bath with it on. Are you flipping kidding me? How do you wash your crevices? Like, hello? Not to get
wash
into
your
vagina?
I'm thinking, imagine a pickup line from back then.
That's what I was about to say. We're rotten ass teeth and smelling like shit. Hey, I got a bigger gun than the one I have in my side pocket. You know, like, what you, like you know, like, really?
No, like,
you can see the bullets that come out of
what?
That.
Listen, here's one. You smell like trash. May I take you out?
Oh. Where do we start? Oh. Let's do it in a saloon right now.
Oh,
I mean, come
God.
On. Let me give you a break. First of all, let me say this, and this is the truth. I have never in my life, believe it or not, I have never in my life used any of these corny-ass, stupid pickup lines ever in my life. Ever, ever, ever. I never done that. I never done the dog calling, you know, the dog whistling, like, you know, all that. I've never done that. I've never done that. All I did, like Sierra took the thunder from me, like she normally does, is
I'm
that.
Sorry.
It's okay. No, it's good because you're smart. It shows how smart you are. Geniuses think alike. Is that you just act yourself. And then you throw, if you have a sense of humor, you throw in your charm, and then it works organically. And that's what you do. You don't act like a fool.
Right.
And that's how you do it.
But see, in the only time that I am on, like, I know it probably sounded mean with what I said to some comebacks to some of these stupid pickup lines.
What's
but
it?
The thing is, I'm just honest, and if you're stupid enough to open your mouth and try to pick me up with something stupid, I'm going to let my balls come out and show you how small your cock really is.
I mean, that thing you talking about the bar. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what this idiot said? talk about being small.
In all honesty, yeah, of course I do, you know, I'm anal, whatever. I like, you know, that. But you don't have to freaking say it to me as a pickup line, idiot.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even cute. If he would have been hot, I might have given him the benefit of the doubt and said, hey, if you're lucky, I might think about it later.
Okay, now that's a good question. So now that's a good, that's a different aspect. Let me ask you ladies this. That's a good thing you just said. Now, mm-hmm. what if it's a really hot guy and they said something what you've been all saying all show long, would you give him a second chance and let's see what he says next? And he's like hot, like
I've
the hottest freaking guy ever. You have? Okay. How about you, Sarah?
I can't necessarily, I can't say yes, because sometimes guys, I mean, I've met some, like, super hot guys, and as soon as they open their mouth, it ruined it for me, and he was no longer hot to me. I'm like, oh, my God, you're stupid and pretty. Not for me.
you know, were like this.
I can go for ugly and smart, but not stupid and pretty, okay?
Yeah,
I'm just, you know, I'm cerebral like that.
Yeah.
Let me be the dumb pretty one, not you.
Right?
Well, I definitely fall in that category. Ugly and stupid. I mean, ugly and smart. That's me.
you are not ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm not ugly.
Shut up. You're not ugly.
I know. He just wants us to toot his horn. That's all. I knew what you're up to.
Which one are you talking about? See how I did it? See what I'm saying? See? Use a sense of humor. See how I did it? I said, which horn were you talking about? See? See, guys? That's
the
how you
horny
do it.
Horn.
Yeah.
The horny horn.
Yeah, there you go. That's how you do it. See, you got to, I think you either have it or you don't. Like, either you're social or you're not. Because trust me, believe it or not, I know everybody doesn't believe this. But I am shy, believe it or not.
I don't believe him. He's so not shy. Don't believe him. No.
No, I understand, because I'm shy, too.
Believe it or not.
Well,
I'm
not.
You. But I'm saying, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, if you, like, let's say you're at a party, whatever, and you don't know a lot of people, you're not straight out like you are, not straight up like you are now. You're more.
No, I probably won't
speak
to anybody.
That's
if I don't know anyone, I'm probably not going to talk very much. I may talk to one person.
I'm weird.
I'll sit in the corner until people come to me.
Yeah. But
really?
I wouldn't say weird. I wouldn't say weird, Sammy. I wouldn't say that.
No, I am. Mm-hmm. I am. Because if I'm.
No, you're a social butterfly.
Exactly.
I am, seriously. Like I tell Sage Montana, that's my co-host on Thursday nights. She's the butterfly. she owns Butterfly Airlines. And I tell, you know, I am the social butterfly. Like if I see somebody at a party or even if I'm in a restaurant and there's like a crowd of us are in the bar area and I see somebody that's just quiet and sitting there, and especially a female, and she's all like shy and timid and waiting for someone to talk to her, I literally take it upon myself and I go up and I'm like, hey, what's going on, girlfriend? Let's have a cocktail together. And usually the response I get is, oh, okay, thank you so much. And I will actually bring guys over to talk to girls that are really quiet and shy, just because, you know, a lot of how to interact when they get out of their comfort zone. And so I like to be that social butterfly that brings in the fun. But then it kind of turns on me because then the guys are like, oh, you're so much fun. And they ignore the poor quiet girl.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that totally didn't work. Yeah. Oopsie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, real quick.
Go ahead.
I know not everybody's in the chat room like I am right now. But
what's going on with that?
Just got to say a shout out to Anthony, Eddie, and Nathan. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, Pete?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
We now have two Wild West pickup lines. Okay, so Anthony is like, okay, nice. Wild West pickup line. Hey, I don't have rickets or tuberculosis. That's a good one there. And then mine was, hey, girl, you smell better than my horse.
Oh, that's a good one.
My
I like that.
Can you get it? You smell better than my horse. Can I ride you? That'd be a good one.
I like that one.
Oh my gosh.
So
hey,
before I go,
better than saying you smell worse than my horse.
That's true.
Well, you ain't gonna get laid by saying that. You might get punched in the face, but you ain't gonna get laid. That's for damn sure. So this is what we learned, ladies and gentlemen. We learned that, you know, when, you know, you're attracted to somebody, whether you're a man or woman or same sex, whatever, there's a way of doing it. And if you don't have the sense of humor, you don't have those witty skills, just don't don't embarrass yourself. Just don't do that. Just do it a different way. There's a way. Matter of fact, if someone says a corny line, that could be your pathway to get that person, because you could say, like, oh, wasn't that so stupid? By the way, my name's so-and-so. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you could.
I've had that happen at work. That
yeah, I've had now that one I've had happen. I was like, he's like, no, I'm just kidding, because that's like the corniest line ever. But anyway, my name is such and such. I'm like, oh,
thank
okay, you're just being funny. I can take that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if you were serious with that line, I was so about to walk away.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like,
okay,
if someone
I mean,
else.
I've had, yeah,
you know.
That's what I've had happen is, like, I've had, you know, me and the girls are out and there's a group of guys, and one guy comes up and he says something ridiculously stupid. And I'm just like, oh, go, bye, just close your mouth. And his friend came up to me. He's like, I completely apologize for my friend acting the way he was because that was rude. He goes, but my name is so-and-so. And you know what they ended up doing? They ended up having a bet between the four of them who was going to be the one that was
going
to be able to stand there.
You know, when your when a friend comes up, after one guy says that and his friend comes up,
true.
There's a bet going on.
True.
There's always a bet going on.
Yep.
True.
Or
by
that,
my
was,
case,
front,
totally
or that was his wingman. They were getting you ready.
It works. I'm telling you.
It does work. If you're not thinking, it works.
But trust me.
I had some.
Good.
Oh, no.
Well,
I had some yummies with that. Oh, I had some yummies with that one.
More details coming soon.
Mm.
Yes. Nice. Yummy. See, but that's what I'm saying. You have to seize the opportunity at certain times, whether it's a bet or not. If you overhear some idiot doing something and you're attracted to that same person, but you didn't have the nerve at first to approach that person, that's your chance to, you know.
That's
maybe
your
you
cue.
Can get, that helps.
That's
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I have to use my personality to cover up my ugliness, and then now.
Whatever.
And then it'll work, because without my personality, you'd be like, okay, get the fuck out of my face. Yeah, I don't want to talk
to you. You're so dumb.
I just smile and bash my pretty brown eyes, and I don't really have to say anything. And they just giggle at whatever you say. And it would just think I'm funny.
Yeah, you kill them with kindness. Like, you go,
That was not funny at all, but I'm going to keep laughing because you're kind of cute. So.
Yeah.
Nice try.
I try. It doesn't work out.
Nice try.
Like,
oh, well.
Just like, you're so not funny.
And the thing
is that if you say that and you giggle and laugh and smile while you're saying it, they don't realize that they're being insulted at the same time. So.
Yeah.
Right.
And they'll be like, oh.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You're one of those dumb
that.
People. Yeah. Oh, it's okay. That's what you pat on the head.
It's like,
it's okay.
Were you meaning to be funny? I'm so sorry. I didn't get it.
That's a good one.
But it works. He'll still keep going. Dude. Like, yeah, I just insulted you, but with a smile. You weren't really paying attention.
Yeah, went right over your head.
And guys, girls that are out there listening, me and Sierra are actually the nicest women you could ever meet. We are just talking about stupid pickup lines that we've heard.
Yes.
And I just have
to
be a little more boisterous, and I speak my mind, and she's the cute, pretty, shy one that... You know, just like to smile and laugh it off. Me, I'll just tell you how it is. Like, that was stupid. Don't open your mouth.
Yes, please. And I second that notion that, you know, you ladies have always been nice. And, you know, anybody else say anything else, I would definitely have to punch him in the face. Anyway, just be nice.
Okay,
I will say this. I will do this, which is so rude. I'll be like... After I've laughed and played it off and played your game for long enough and you're like, okay, can I give you my number? Or if someone asks me for my number, I'm like, well, I don't really give out my number. Why don't you give me yours? And I won't put it in my phone. I'm like, write it down on a piece of paper. Because I'm not even going to wait for you to turn around before I ball it up and just leave it there. So or I'll throw it away, but I'm not putting this to my phone, so I have to worry about deleting it later, not doing that.
Guys, just hand me a business card. Hand me a goddamn business card. Don't ask me to put your phone number in my phone because it ain't going to happen, Captain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or even test them how stupid they are. Just go, oh, you want my number? Okay. You ready? You have a pen and paper? Okay. It's 987-654-3210.
Okay,
you
got that? 987 area code?
Yeah, 987. That's right, 987-654-3210. Thank you. Oh, yeah. And then they walk away. Well, what a fucking idiot. I just told you the numbers backwards, you dumbass.
Oh,
my God. Did you do that to somebody?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's too much thinking. I can't think of my number backwards. I can barely get it forward.
Well, not only that, you know what? With our Lex Sierra, they would actually figure it out and then call it. Like,
yeah.
That would be our Lex.
Nah,
be like,
Sierra,
huh.
Sierra's smart. Sierra would know.
No,
be like, oh. Go ahead.
No. I'm saying if we gave guys our phone number backwards,
oh, yeah,
I think
they would,
that the guys
would
be smart enough to be like, you know what? No, No, that's not right.
But maybe it is.
I'm all about, you know what, I don't have my phone on me, and I don't even remember my number since I don't call myself, so why don't you give me your number?
That's a good one.
See how smart that is.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people don't remember their own number, so I'm like, I just got it,
seriously?
So I don't really remember it myself.
That's the way it is nowadays.
That's a good one.
Because of the cell phone.
Yeah, if I don't have my phone, if I don't have it sitting out, I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally lost my phone number yesterday. Or there's those times when I haven't... Okay, don't take offense to this, guys, if you're listening.
I'm listening.
Your number before I got married. No, these are good. Where I've had, you know, a few moments where, you know, I've taken someone's number. I'm like, oh, that dude's hot. Yeah, I'm still going to call him. And then I saved it, but I didn't save the name. And then they'll text me, and I'll be like, who the fuck is this? And I'll be like, I'm sorry, I lost my phone, and I'm going through my numbers trying to figure out who everybody is. Who is this?
Why are you
texting me?
And your name is? Well, let me get going here, because I've taken up most of your time, which I apologize. And
no,
liar.
Awesome. Thanks.
Liar.
Liar.
See, she does it. See, she lashes
you
out. Fib. She does. She lashes out. See, she's trying to be all innocent. No, she ain't.
Yeah. Trust me. Yeah, trust me. It'll come out if you keep pushing her the wrong way. Trust me. She'll be worse than you, Sammy. Trust me.
Oh, my God.
I am woman. Hear me raw. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, just a real quick cross-show promotion tonight on the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience. We're going to have our very own Sammy Briggs here. She's going to be on at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time via Skype, just like Sierra did a couple of months ago. And we'll have her on. And then 8:30, we'll have another Sammy, but with an I at the end instead of a Y, Sammy Ross, who was a guest on my show about a month ago. So it's going to be a great visual. Yeah, you're going to see.
Yeah, it's Sammy Day.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you put it out there. You get Sammy Fi. Yes, I love that. I love that. Hashtag Sammy Fi. So make sure you get your...
Let's see if we can get that going on the internet today, on Twitter today. Hashtag Samified. Okay.
Yeah. You want your satisfaction? Well, tune in tonight. And you'll see. Yes. And the best part of it... And the best part of it is you won't see my face unless I go around the table and show you my face. So you will see Heaven's face.
I'm not showing you mine. If I don't see yours, I'm not showing you mine.
No, you will see mine. No, I will make sure. No, you're different. And just like with Sierra.
Show me yours and I'll show you mine.
I will, yes. I'll make sure I look very nice for you. You
know? Don't show and tell, people.
Yes,
okay, fine. I'll make sure I put my eyelashes on and my hair is all did.
Hey.
I'll go wash my butt. Get all perfect.
We don't have to do that. You're on camera. We won't know. Look, all you gotta do is get dressed up from the neck, from the waist up. That's it.
You know what's so funny is that you say that, because even when I do my webcam shows, I have to be completely like built from the top to the bottom. I make sure I am like completely 200% top shape, which is I'm gonna bring this up on Thursday on the other show.
I think that would be way more important when doing a cam show, though. You should kind of should be, I would think.
Of course.
I mean, there's moments where you're standing up and down.
Absolutely.
There's girls that don't realize that. Like,
what's up with that? What the hell?
I know. I've seen nasty. Last night's cam show was hot. I had candle wax going everywhere. Like,
ooh.
I saw that. I saw one of the ones you tweeted.
Yeah.
You know what that chime means? It's time to go.
It's time to go, boys and girls.
Well,
all right,
like I said, real,
you
go ahead,
you.
Sammy. Love you all,
love
ladies.
You,
I love you all my heart.
Thank
you.
You
know,
you
yeah. Talk to you soon. Yes, I can't wait.
Okay.
And Sierra, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Ladies and tomatoes. Bye.
All right, Miss Sierra. Give me all your shout-outs there, sexy mama.
No, they're so long. Okay, for everybody who doesn't know, well, I know. That's what she said, right? for everybody who doesn't know, you know, I host the show The Down Low on Friday nights at 11 p.m. here on Dollhouse Radio. And we also have now for The Dollhouse, I mean, that's for Dollhouse, for The Down Low, we have our own Twitter page. So you can find us at Down Low Live. At The Down Low Live, and we also have our own Facebook page, which is The Down Low. So you can find us in both places now. So, you know, separating it from my stuff because, you know, I know how you guys are. And you can find me, Sierra Devi, on my website, SierraSecret.com, and that's with two S's, Sierra Secret. And you can find me on Twitter, Sierra Devi, and on Facebook, Sierra Devi, and everything else that says Sierra Devi is me because I am the only Sierra Devi, D-E-V-I.
That's right. That's right. Right here from the source. Right there. She is the,
the
one
and only.
And only Sierra Devi with an I.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys can all follow me on Twitter at SammyBrook69. And then, of course, every Thursday night, I'm back here on Dollhouse Radio again from 2 to 3. Wait, no, wait. 4, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Golly gee willikers. I was going to say James's Benchwarmer show for my time. Thursday evening.
Hey, why not?
7 to 8 p.m. No.
Hey, what are you doing here? Bye.
Oh, sorry. No,
who are you?
Excuse me, not professional.
Dare.
From 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern here on Dollhouse Radio. It's webcamming with Cammy and Sage. And also, please go vote for me at adultcamawards.com because I've been nominated for Top MILF Award, so webcam award. So make sure you go really, really hard.
Ooh,
at masturbation over the last 5 years. And, yeah, it's going to be fun. This is their first awards show. It's going to be in January, in the middle of January, at the Luxor in Vegas. So that's going to be fun. I'm excited. Yeah.
Cool. You know, I totally forgot something. You know what, you guys, you can also find me at 7 p.m. on Mrs. V After Dark on the Bitter Black Bitch Show.
Yeah.
Bitch Show.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, it's hard to say that, like, really fast. But, yeah, I'm there Wednesday nights, too. So, yeah, you can listen to me. I laugh and bitch.
Nice. So, I'm going to have to call into that one of these nights.
Yeah, you do. Well, we don't take call-ins. We don't take call-ins, but you can join us in the chat room. So.
Well, for Pete's sake.
I know.
All right. Well, boys and girls, if you want to hear more of my, you know, funniness, or some of you think it's, you know, not so funny, you can listen to me tonight on the Heaven Hollywood Experience from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So make sure you come check that out. Me, James, and Heaven will be, oh, and the other Sammy, will be in a world of heaven for a couple of hours. All right, sexy Sierra, you're absolutely wonderful.
What's our hashtag for that?
Thank you.
The Sammy what?
Oh, I usually put in Sammified, S-A-M-M-Y-F-I-E-D.
Okay, we're going to call it Get Sammified tonight, so we're going to hashtag that today. Yeah.
Definitely, yeah. Sweet.
Cool. It's going to catch on.
Mama,
we're starting a movement.
Shit, I started that Sammified 5 years ago. What the hell?
Damn it. I'm late to the show.
Oh, you're awesome. All right, well, we're going to leave the show with Miss Maya and Superwoman, and I will talk to you soon, sexy. Have a fabulous day.
You too.
Okay, bye, honey.
I've never been the type to give up. I pull myself back up. Learn to save the day with the world on my shoulders. No matter what, I'ma always find a way. If I gotta kick down doors, I'ma break them down to the floor like no other. No matter what they see, there's more than meets the eye, so much more. And no matter what they think, I'ma always.
do it like I own it. Grinding every day like a hustler on the corner. But I ain't pushing weight, no, I'm moving something colder. Like the girl in the diner, single mom on her own with nobody else behind her. College girl, finding time for assignments. See them all in me, I do it for the D. And the day. And I'm just beginning. Never gon' stop till I cross that finish. All they wanna see is the thickness. But soon they gon' all be a witness. R&B princess, CEO. Step on your head. It's what I'm made with. Destined for greatness. Heart of a soldier, mind never first played.